Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 27th, 2026. The third No Kings Day is tomorrow, you might have heard, and the organizers are predicting that it will break protest attendance records that were set by the first two No Kings Days. In June of 2025, an estimated 5 million people took to the streets for the first No Kings Day, and in October, that number increased to nearly 7 million on the second No Kings Day. Here's some of what No Kings stands for, according to their website. Quote, "In America, we have no kings. Masked secret police terrorizing our communities. An illegal catastrophic war putting us in danger and driving up our costs. Attacks on our freedom of speech, our civil rights, our freedom to vote. Costs pushing families to the brink. Trump wants to rule over us as a tyrant, but this is America and power belongs to the people, not to wannabe kings or their billionaire cronies. On March 28th, we show up together and we say loud and clear, no kings." It continues, quote, "As President Trump escalates his attempts to control us, it is on us, the people, to show that we will fight to protect one another and our country. If he believes we will roll over and allow him to take our freedoms, he is mistaken. We are coming together again on March 28th because we know we can overcome this repression when we unite. America has a long history rooted in white supremacy of suppressing the rights of people of color, but our history also clearly shows that people-powered movements are how we end authoritarianism. Throughout 2025, in the face of unprecedented attacks, millions of us joined together in our communities and held the largest single day of morally grounded, nonviolent direct actions by any movement in U.S. history. Each time we show up, we disrupt President Trump's attempts to rule through repression and remind the country and the world that people power is our path to a truly free America." A core principle behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. We expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with our values and to act lawfully at these events. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought to these events. End quote. At last count, there were about 40 events scheduled for Maine for No Kings Day. You can find the full list at nokings.org. Be sure to tune into WERU from noon until at least 4 o'clock on Saturday when we'll be covering Pacifica's coverage, starting from the East Coast and moving towards the West Coast of the events that are happening across the country. We will definitely be covering the East Coast piece, barring any technical problems, and also the coverage of Minneapolis, where the flagship protest is going to be this year. We may not stay with coverage through the West Coast, but if there's breaking news or some reason to do so, we could potentially do that as well. WERU will also have people reporting in from Bangor, Belfast, Bucksport, and Ellsworth. And if you're out there on the streets on Saturday and would like to let me know about your experience, I'd love to hear about it. I'll be putting together a report. I need to hear from you by Sunday morning at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. That's my email address if you need to reach me. Take care, have a good weekend, be safe, and I'll see you on Monday.